Now to your letters. Our month-long series about race and politics that we launched last week provoked many of you to write in. Susanna Lang, a parent and public school teacher in Chicago, had this reaction to the emotional conversation with two of our listeners.
My son has not been threatened or mocked because of his white skin. His long hair is more of an issue at his school. But my African-American, African immigrant, and Latino students frequently lash out against each other, and sometimes against me. It is a sorrow to me, and I feel it as my failure when I cannot help my students create meaningful relationships, not beyond race, but through an authentic sharing of their common humanity, which includes race. Why do we need to pretend that our presidential candidates are not of different races in order to have debates on the issues?
Marsha Rady of Squim, Washington, sent a message about our story on American cars selling better in Europe than in the U.S. It is obvious why U.S. automakers are doing better in Europe than at home, she wrote. They make cars in Europe that people want and need. Management has consistently made bad decisions in the U.S. for which they have been richly rewarded and suffered no consequences. Then they cleverly blame the lack of sales on the unions and workers and use this as an excuse to decrease pay and benefits and fire the better paid workers. It never occurs to them to forgo their salaries and benefits. Detroit and the average worker have suffered greatly as a result of their short-sightedness and greed. Our piece on the Appalachian Trail hikers, who celebrate reaching the midpoint of their trek by eating a half gallon of ice cream, churned up old memories for Ari Ofsevit of St. Paul, Minnesota. 2 years ago, he wrote, I was a willing participant in the halfway half-gallon challenge after hiking 30 miles. The real challenge comes the next day, when way too much lactose messes with your digestive system. I had a short day, 15 miles, and felt lethargic and sick the whole time. I hiked another 1,080 miles, ate many more pints of ice cream, but you'd have to pay me a lot to eat another half gallon. If you hear something on our program that turns your stomach or satisfies your appetite, let us know. Go to npr.org and click on the link that says Contact Us. And check out some of the letters we've received about our Race and Politics series. Go to npr.org/soapbox.